A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Salut tout le monde, c'est Marc de Coffee Break, and I'm here to explain a little about what you're about to hear. We've added this bonus episode into La Vérité Éclate Toujours podcast feed, and this is to explain one aspect of the premium version of the course, the Atelier Linguistique. And I'm going to introduce you to a new member of the team and someone that you will be listening to if you are using the Atelier Linguistique. So have a listen, and then I'll be back at the end just to tell you a little more about the premium version, because there is something that's important that you should know in terms of the dates. We've got a special offer on in the premium version, and that closes very soon. So let's listen to this episode together.
La vérité éclate toujours, introducing the Atelier Linguistique. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue, moi c'est Marc, comme vous le savez très bien, et aujourd'hui je suis là pour vous expliquer un petit peu un aspect de notre projet, La Vérité Éclate Toujours, et ça c'est l'atelier linguistique. Now, the atelier linguistique is part of our whole project, and the idea of this is it to help you take what you cover in the main lesson further. So the words and phrases that you're seeing in that main lesson, in the text of the chapter, you're going to take that further by working through the Atelier Linguistique. And for this aspect of the course, I am joined by a new member of the team. Bonjour Eva.
Bonjour Marc, ça va?
Très bien, et toi?
Ouais, ça va bien, merci.
Okay, now Eva is joining us for this project. Eva, tell us a little about yourself, the fact that you're learning French, obviously, but tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're involved in this project.
So I guess my role in this project is the fact that I am a learner of French. Mm-hmm. I'm Scottish, I'm not a native French speaker. And so I guess I'm likely to have a lot of the same questions as all of you who are listening will have. And will be a similar level of French and wanting to take our French a bit further by using the phrases that we've read in the text. Because at this level of French, there are some things that are really quite challenging.
There are. Yeah. I mean, you've read quite a bit of the story, obviously. So you've been seeing some of these texts already, and therefore you get an idea already of the level of the kind of challenges. And I think one of the things we're noticing is that sometimes it's trying to find out exactly how a particular word is used when there may be different versions of it. There may, in fact, be different opinions and different speakers of the language. And that is the fascinating part of how language develops and how language is used. So Eva's going to be here throughout the series, and we're going to be looking at the language in greater detail in our Atelier Linguistique for each chapter of the book. Now, the Atelier Linguistique is part of the online course version of La Vérité Éclate Toujours, and that's available, of course, in the Coffee Break Academy. If you already have access to La Vérité Éclate Toujours in the Academy, then you'll be able to use the Atelier to take your language further. So on week one, you'll get chapter one. On week two, you'll get the Atelier Linguistique for chapter one. And then on week three, you'll get chapter two, and so on. So in between the fortnightly publication of the chapters, we will be doing the Atelier Linguistique to help you take that language further. Eva, tell us a little about the process that you've used to identify the phrases that you want to look at further in the Atelier.
Well, basically, I've been going through La Vérité Éclate Toujours chapter by chapter and having a look at the new structures, the new vocabulary being used. And there are some things which you can find in the vocabulary list, which are just new words, which are great to learn. And then there are other, maybe more complicated structures that I see and I think, I recognize that and I know what it means, but I'd really like to be able to reproduce that in my own speaking and my own writing. So often there are things, yeah, sometimes they're new structures, sometimes they're structures that I've seen written down before, but what would be great to see is how we can use them in different contexts, in more kind of everyday situations.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the everyday situations that we're really trying to focus on. Obviously, within the text of the novel and in the chapters, we're seeing particular expressions in particular contexts, but it's then how do I put that into a different tense, or how do I put that into a different situation? And that's exactly what the Atelier Linguistique will bring to our listeners. So thank you for being part of this. We're delighted that you're able to be involved and bring your knowledge as a learner and your questions, most importantly, as a learner to this project. You can find out more, obviously, about La Vérité Éclate Toujours at coffeebreakfrench.com. Just follow the information for La Vérité Éclate Toujours on the site. And if you already have access to the online course version, then we really hope that you're going to enjoy this aspect of the course. For now, merci beaucoup et à très bientôt.
Oui, à bientôt.
Okay, so as you can hear, the Atelier Linguistique is an important aspect of our course because it will help you take what you've learned in the lesson and take it further, use it in your own speaking and writing. And we're going to take a listen to one small section of the Atelier Linguistique for the first episode now. So have a listen to this and see what you think. Okay, Eva, what is your third choice of expression from this episode?
The third one I chose is a structure which I have seen before, but which really confuses me every time I see it.
Okay.
And you'll see why.
Okay.
It's the structure se contenter de faire quelque chose.
Yep. I see where you're coming from. In the chapter of our novel, what was the context there?
So we read, il se contenta d'esquisser un petit sourire narquois.
It's a tricky expression there, isn't it?
Yeah, I struggle to translate this, to be honest.
Okay, so il se contenta d'esquisser un petit sourire. There's lots of vocabulary that's tricky in there. So un petit sourire narquois, that's a kind of smirk or a mocking smile. And il se contenta d'esquisser, he gave nothing more than a little smile. He just smirked at her. It was as much as he was willing to give, that kind of idea.
See, this is what I found quite confusing with this structure, because obviously we can recognise the adjective content in it, which would suggest to me that this would mean you're really happy to do something, but
exactly.
It's not quite that, am I right?
You're right, yeah. I suppose in English we can sort of use happy in or that kind of idea in a sense, but more than a sense of satisfaction. So he was satisfied with doing something, and we can be satisfied after a lovely meal in that sense, or we can be satisfied in the sense that we've done enough or someone has done enough. So in this case, let's look at some examples, and I think that might help to sort of tune in to exactly what this means. Okay.
Yeah.
Our first one. Franchement, il se contente du minimum au travail. C'est énervant. Obviously, I'm not speaking about any colleagues here. Franchement, il se contente du minimum au travail. C'est énervant. What would that mean?
Okay, so this would mean, frankly, he only strives for the minimum at work. It's annoying.
It's annoying indeed, yeah. So il se contente, he's satisfied while no one else is satisfied with him. In that sense. So, il se contente du minimum au travail. He only strives for the minimum at work. It is annoying.
So, it's got quite a negative sense to it, really.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Let's look at a second example. And the thing I like about this one is that we can actually use a very similar expression in English here. So, listen to this one. Ne te contente pas seulement de changer la phrase. Il faut changer tout le paragraphe là. Je répète. Ne te contente pas seulement de changer la phrase, il faut changer tout le paragraphe là. So what would that mean?
Okay, so could this mean don't merely change the sentence. You must change the whole paragraph here.
Exactly. And in English, we could say, don't content yourself with just changing the sentence.
Ah, yeah.
And that's where the ne se contenter, or in se contenter de faire quelque chose, when it's in the negative, it's got this don't just be happy with that. So that's where your happiness is coming in, or your lack thereof. But here, yeah, don't content yourself with changing the sentence, or don't just change the sentence. You have to change the whole paragraph there.
So it's always the idea of striving for more than merely doing something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Se contenter can also have a slightly different meaning. Listen to this example. Nous nous contentions de peu à l'époque. Je répète. Nous nous contentions de peu à l'époque.
Okay, so this is a slightly different meaning. Mm-hmm. I can get the idea of making do with little. So we used to make do or get along just fine with little, with not very much in that period, at that time.
At that time, exactly. À l'époque is a very common phrase, meaning at the time or at that time, à l'époque. So we would get along just fine with little at the time, or we satisfied ourselves with the fact that we didn't have much at the time. So just as you said, we made do. That's a good translation of that. Okay. So a few different possibilities with se contenter de quelque chose. It's time to try a translation. So here is the phrase I'd like you to translate. Once again, we'll leave 10 seconds for everyone to work this out. Here we go. The situation is here. You and your friend have just arrived at your friend's parents' house. It's lunchtime and perhaps they weren't expecting you. So they've only got some soup. And you're going to say, no worries, I'll be quite content with the soup. Okay? No worries, I'll be quite content with the soup.
So I'm very happy with myself now because I'm going to use one of my new words here.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, ne vous tracassez pas.
Ah, très bien, bravo.
So, ne vous tracassez pas, or pas de souci. Je me contenterai avec la soupe.
So it's se contenter de quelque chose, remember?
Ah, yeah.
So what would it be?
Je me contenterai de la soupe.
Okay, de la soupe. You could add in a bien there. I'll be quite happy with the soup. Je me contenterai bien de la soupe. Okay.
Okay. So, pas de souci. Je me contenterai bien de la soupe.
Très bien. Parfait. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So, the Atelier Linguistique is just one element of the bonus version, the premium version of La Vérité Éclate Toujours, which is available at the Coffee Break Academy. There are chapter texts where you can read the chapter as you listen to the audio, or print it out and collect the whole series if you want. There is the annotated text, and the annotated text is where we've provided notes and grammatical structures, tricky vocabulary and cultural references. There's the language study audio, and these are bonus audio episodes in which Pierre Benoit and I discuss every sentence of the chapter, highlighting complex language and providing additional explanations. And there's also a video version of each chapter where you can listen to the chapter and watch the words on the screen as you see the text revealed on the screen. We also provide vocabulary lists for each chapter. So all of this makes up the premium version. Now, what you should know is that there's a special offer on at the moment, and it only runs until the 14th of June, where we're offering 20% off the premium version of part one of the course. And that's the first 10 lessons, which will be published over the next 20 weeks. And in between each lesson, you would get the Atelier Linguistique as well. Now, the normal price for La Vérité is £78 in the UK, so that's including VAT, and VAT would be applied at the local rate for EU customers. The VAT exclusive price is £60 or $80 for customers not in the EU. But we're offering a special introductory price with 20% off that, so that would be £62.40 in the UK, including VAT, and the VAT exclusive special offer price is £52 or $64. So you can save 20%, but only until the end of the day on the 14th of June. That's this coming Sunday.
So to take advantage of the offer, simply use the special offer pricing options on the Coffee Break Academy page for La Vérité. So to find that, go to coffeebreakacademy.com and you'll see the image there for part one of La Vérité éclate toujours on the homepage of the Coffee Break Academy. I hope that this has been useful. I hope it's given you a flavour of some of the premium elements of the course and that you consider purchasing the premium version of La Vérité. We're sure that you will enjoy all of these bonus materials and they'll help you take your French to the next level. Merci beaucoup et à très bientôt. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.